What is First Tee and how does it grow the game of golf and at the same time impact the lives of kids and teens in a very positive way? Stay tuned to the podcast and find out.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome back to another podcast. Hope you're doing well since the last time you heard my voice on the previous podcast. And my guest for this one is going to be Michael Pius. Michael Pius is a PGA professional and director of First Tee Upstate here in Upstate South Carolina. And as you know, if you listen to the podcast or if you just know me in general, you know how near and dear First Tee is to my heart, probably to a point where you hear me talking about it all the time. You're like, you know, my goodness, Steve, why do you talk about First Tee all the time? Because I love First Tee. It's a wonderful, wonderful program that builds character development in kids using the game of golf to do that. So empowering kids and teens through the game of golf. It's a tremendous program. Teaches so many valuable life skills that kids need these days. I really wish we had this program when I was growing up, but so glad we have it now. And I'm a very, very proud board member for First Tee Upstate, and I just want to do everything I can to get the message out there about this wonderful program. So I wanted to have Michael on the podcast. I had him on years ago briefly, but I wanted to dedicate an entire podcast to First Tee so that Michael could come on and just talk everything First Tee, what it's about, what does it do, how does it impact children, how does it impact their parents in a positive way too, right? Because if they're seeing a positive change in their children, that's bringing them happiness as well. The different levels of First Tee, how does the program work? What do they learn when they go through the program? Other things that are affiliated with First Tee, like Operation 36, PGA Junior League, the fundraisers that they do, the help they need with those fundraisers, and how they raise money to continue to provide for this program. If you want to be a volunteer, how do you go about doing that? And so many other topics we talk about. School programming is another one. School programming that they are implementing in public schools, middle schools, elementary schools, and teaching the game to these kids at a young age, and also these life skills. And hopefully that will propel them into a lifelong commitment to the game of golf. But most importantly, again, just the life skills that they're learning here. That's what draws me to this program. That's what makes it so special to me, just seeing the positive difference it makes in these kids' lives and then how they grow up to be productive adults. And so we talk a little bit about that as well. Highly recommend go check out their website. Maybe if you want to pause the podcast right now, go to the website, firstteeupstate.org. Again, firstteeupstate.org, or just go to the national website. I think it's firstteeupstate.org. Learn more about it. Understand what it's about. And then once you do that, come back to the podcast and listen to this great conversation I had with Michael. If you want to learn how to get involved with First Tee, that information is also on the website. So without further ado, let's jump right into that conversation I had with Michael Pius, PGA professional and director of First Tee Upstate.
Oh, he got out of that one.
Michael, welcome to the podcast. Greatly appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Just finished up watching the Masters and excited. That's the, you know, the kickoff for the golf season, although we've been going full steam ahead at First Tee here for a few weeks now, but yeah, excited for programming, getting going here at the First Tee, and things are going well.
Yeah, great Masters, wasn't it? I mean, Scotty thought it was going to be closer than that. You and I kind of conversated a little bit before we went on the air here, and I think you and I both were hoping for a little tighter match there on the back nine, but Scotty pulled away from it and showed why he's one of the best in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean he no doubt he is number one in the world, and I always look for that putt to win on the 18th hole at the Masters on Sunday. I love seeing that, the reminder of Phil jumping whatever inch and a half off the ground when he won it, when he made that putt to win, and Tiger making some putts, and it's always fun to see those putts to win on the last hole or maybe in a playoff hole. But he totally deserved it, played really well. Some of the guys kind of crumbled around him, but it's always a fun afternoon to watch the back nine of Augusta on Sunday. So
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it definitely is the official kickoff for the golf season. I mean, yeah, we've been up and running for a few months now, but it's like the Masters that really grabs people's attention and gets it kicked in for sure.
for sure, for sure. Yeah, I think you see the excitement too, just all week long, with the Augusta National Women's Amateur that they run there, and then drive, chip, and putt, and then getting right into the week. It's a great like 8 days of golf. So, gets everyone excited, especially the young kids, and that's what we're all about here at the First Tee. So.
Absolutely. Well, you've had a lengthy career so far as a PGA fellow PGA professional, and you've been with First Tee for a number of years. And clearly the First Tee program is near and dear to my heart. I'm a proud, very, very proud board member here with First Tee Upstate, and it really makes me feel good to know that what we do at First Tee just empowers these kids and these teens to not only, play the game of golf, but to become better people. Talk to those who are listening about First Tee. Obviously there's going to be people listening. They know about it, or maybe they know a little bit about it, or maybe they know nothing at all. What is the main goal of First Tee?
Yeah, so we're here to create, unique and fun experiences for kids to build their inner strength. That's the main part of our mission. It just so happens that we get to do it through the great game of golf. And we're preparing them for whatever life is going to throw in their way, right? So, and a lot of those things that you can see even watching the Masters this afternoon. There's challenging times in your life. There's challenging times on the golf course, and it is a great parallel, the game of golf to almost the game of life, right? So, we're helping provide kids structure in their lives and teaching them how to pursue their goals and grow through challenging experiences and collaborate with others and build positive self-identity and just use good judgment. Those are kind of the five key commitments that we focus on as coaches and mentors for these young kids. And we do it in three main ways. We do it with our school program. So we partner with elementary schools and now middle schools here in the upstate. We have two middle schools now doing our programming during PE classes. We also have partnerships with youth serving organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs and rec centers. We have a great partnership with the Kroc Center in downtown Greenville. That's probably our strongest community partner. Also Viking Early College in Spartanburg. Those are probably our two main community partnerships that we have. And then our main program is at the area golf courses and driving ranges and green grass facilities that we get to partner with like yours, Cross Creek. We're very grateful to be at a private club there too, and that you and the members there open up the doors to our kids and allow us to teach these life skills that are going to carry on for the rest of their lives for these kids. So that's the nutshell right there. But we do so much more here at the Upstate, and those that are listening that aren't here in South Carolina, you may be thinking, okay, I want to get involved in the first tee where I am. Maybe a little bit of a different experiences, but those three main programs are kind of uniform across 150 chapters that the first tee now has internationally. But yeah, I know we're going to probably get into a couple more of the other programs that we run, but you know, that's our program in a nutshell.
Well, I'll tell you, the school programs are outstanding. I mean, it's something that First Tee, you guys have done a wonderful job of getting into those schools because you're introducing the game. They're at school, wonderful programs. Talk a little bit about that, how that works in the school system, and then how that feeds to some of these location sites like Cross Creek, like all the other ones here across the upstate.
Yeah, sure. So we're one of the largest school programs in the country per capita. So we're in 120 schools now, from Gaffney all the way to Seneca and down into Greenwood now. And what we do there is we provide equipment, training, and the curriculum for the PE teachers to conduct the programming during their classes. So we empower the PE teachers to go out and do that program during the school time. They can also do it after school if they have an after school care program there at the schools too. But what's great is, you know, we have a staff of three full-time staff members. There is no way that we're going to be able to get out to 120 schools, you know, throughout the year. So we empower those PE teachers to conduct that programming for us. And we actually have some private schools doing the program too. But it is very near and dear to our heart to provide this this service and program to Title I schools too, and schools that wouldn't typically, you know, the kids wouldn't typically have access to the game of golf. So we have modified equipment, plastic clubs, tennis balls, and Velcro targets, and it's all very colorful equipment. And you know, it's great. And then again, we're layering on top of that character education on top of the physical education too. So what's really great about the school program is when a kid leaves the gym and goes back to math class or Spanish class or whatever it is, and the teacher says, hey, what did you learn down in the gym today? And if a kid says, oh, I learned about being honest, and the math teacher is like, no, you were in gym. What are you talking about being honest? Weren't you running around today? That, oh no, we were doing the first tee, and we learned about taking off our hat and shaking hands and looking someone in the eye after we, you know, win or lose a match. And so that's the beauty about our school program. It's a very important program to us. It acts as, like you said, kind of a feeder program to our golf course program after school. Our number one way that parents find out about us is word of mouth, but a close second is our school program.
Elaborate on the character development aspect of it, because I'll be honest, that's what drew me to the program, and that's what makes me so proud to be involved with First Tee, because of the character development, and because, like you said, we're there to teach them so much more than just golf. We're just using golf as a platform for that. Talk about that. Any parents that could be listening, how is this going to help their child?
Yeah, so it's all age-based, which is great. So let's say a kid starts with our program at the age 7. They're going to be working through different, you know, golf-centric, you know, classes, learning the basic fundamentals of the game of golf, but also they're going to be, you know, talking about, we're going to be talking about, you know, meeting and greeting someone, shaking hands, looking someone in the eye, having a conversation, you know, simple interpersonal skills that a kid can develop even at the age of 7, 8, 9 years old. And then as they progress through the program, now it's an age-based program where those that have listened in the past and heard about the first tee in the past, it used to be set up kind of like karate, where we had kind of like belt colors, you know, like karate, but we had different levels that the kids progressed through with the life skills and the golf skills. Now it's strictly age-based. So you go into a class with 7 to 9 year olds, then 10 to 11, 12, 13, and then 14 and up. And all of those different age breakdowns of classes focus on different life skills that kind of fit into that time in their life. So let's kind of jump ahead to, you know, the 12, 13, you know, they're in middle school. Maybe they're dealing with bullying or dealing with challenging times, changing times in their body and, you know, how they feel. And so we're then, you know, talking about how to deal with those challenges in their life, and how to deal with challenging situations on the golf course, at home, and at school. And that's really the beauty about our program, are some of those skills. So what I like to do is I like to point out one, and we give kind of the kids tools. And one that I like to point out at that point in kids' lives is, we use this term called STAR, stop, think, anticipate, and respond. And you could see that if you're watching the Masters in kind of the pre-shot routines of these major champions, these right. PGA Tour players. And you can see them stop, think about what they're doing, what they want to accomplish, anticipate, okay, if I punch out or if I go for this green on 15 and two, and then respond, right? After that shot, okay, how do I deal with that? I take 50 yards, I walk down the middle of the fairway and think about that last shot. And then, okay, now I'm going to move on to my next shot. So you can use STAR, stop, think, anticipate, respond. You can use that maybe if you're sitting down at your SAT score, you know, your test, and taking that test at school. You can stop, think, anticipate, respond. So that's just one of the tools that we give to the kids, you know, during the classes and help them kind of respond to different circumstances in their life.
Yeah. I mean, think of a bullying situation as well at school. I mean, that can tremendously help them in that situation.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're going to, someone's picking on you. You're going to punch them in the stomach, or you're going to stop, think, anticipate, respond.
Exactly. Right?
Move on, turn your back and just walk down the hallway. Just get away from that situation.
But first, he's always really focused hard on those core values, the respect, the courtesy, honesty, sportsmanship, judgment, perseverance, and so forth. How much of that is intertwined into the classes and the programs that they are participating in?
Yeah, that's still a big part of our program. You'll see that kind of intertwined with all of the lessons at the school program. So each lesson corresponds with one of our 9 core values. The 9 core values are still kind of into the classes at our golf course program. Like I was kind of talking about was, you know, using good judgment and collaborating with others, responsibility, respect of others, yourself, your surroundings, you know, all of those lessons are still part of those 5 key commitments that we focus on.
Elaborate more on the levels. How do they keep moving up through the program?
Yeah, so it's strictly age-based. So once they move, you know, and 7 to 9 is kind of a part of the program and certain lessons that they receive. We actually have an app now that the kids can progress through to through those different age levels. 7 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 to 13, and then 14 and up. And we've held on to where the levels used to be player, par, birdie, eagle, and then ace. We still have our ace program, which you think of that as kind of like the Eagle Scout or Black Belt kind of program. So our ace level kids, those are the kids that have progressed through the program. They've at least been in the program for 2 years. There's also some scoring recommendations that they should hit. And what we've put in place there to kind of get their golf skills up to the level is our Op 36 program. So we've teamed up with Op 36, and I will probably talk a little bit about that too. But you know, so that's really, it's just strictly age based as they progress through the program, but they're getting these certain life skills as they go along through each one of the age levels.
To learn more about that, you can go to the website. In this case, it's firsttupstate.org. Go to the program section. If you go down, it shows you how they're advancing through the program, what they're learning in each age division, which I love that because it really lays things out for a parent to see and for the child to see what they're going to be learning, how they progress through at the age levels. You talked about Operation 36. Fantastic program. I've been lucky enough to have the founders of Op 36 on the podcast in the past. I love the program. It's wonderful. Talk a little bit more about that and how you guys partner with them.
Yeah. So a few years ago, back 2019, early 2020, we started looking at the retention of our teenagers and tweens and that kind of age group. We really wanted to focus on trying to retain those kids. And we learned that if they weren't getting better at the game of golf, they weren't sticking with us. They were going to baseball, they were going to soccer, football, whatever it was. So we said, okay, there's got to be a way that we can really focus on the golf skills, because we knew that we were solid with the life skills and the kids were enjoying it and loving that part of the program. But we really need to get the ball in the hole. And that's what's going to make them come back. So we met with Op 36 down at the PGA show in early 2020, and we partnered with them. And it's been great. It's been a great way that we can track the progress of our kids progressing on their golf skills. So in a nutshell, the listeners probably have heard this before, but you start at 25 yards from the center of the green, you shoot 36, and then you can move back to 50 yards, shoot 36 or better, move back to 100 yards, and you progress through the program that way. But also what's great about the program is really it's technology company. The app is really where we can go in as a coach, and as the kids track their play and their practice, we can congratulate them. We can give them a little high five or write a comment. Hey, Johnny, great job shooting 32 today from Division One. Can't wait to see you out on the course next week. You know, so it's a great way that we can continue to kind of have those touch points with the kids and their families and their parents to encourage them to keep playing the game. And also there's a point system. So they can, every time they play nine holes, they get X number of points, and there's a leaderboard. And so what we've implemented this year actually is a monthly challenge out to the kids. So the top three point getters each month get a gift card to our online shop. So they can buy a book bag with the First Tee logo on it, or a hat or a shirt or umbrella or a license plate holder, you know, whatever they want, they can buy that from our shop with some credit there. So so it's a fun way to kind of keep engaged with the kids on their golf skills and help them progress and help them meet their goals on the golf side of it.
Nice. Well, you guys do multiple fundraisers throughout the year, and it's absolutely needed in order to obtain the funds to make this wonderful program run. Talk a little bit about some of the fundraisers you guys do, and how can someone participate in this or give to First Tee?
Sure. Yeah. You know, like I said at the very beginning, we're here to create fun and unique experiences for the kids to build their inner strength. We also do that with our donors. Like, we want them to have fun at our fundraising events. You know, there's so many charities out there that people support, and we want to come up with fun activities for them and fun ways for them to engage with our mission. So we start off every year with our Pebble Beach golf trip raffle. So we just wrapped that up last month and pulled the winning ticket. So that's always a really fun fundraiser for us. We sell We cap it at 500 tickets. This year we sold 429. And it's a great trip out to Pebble Beach and Spyglass and TPC Harding Park. And, you know, pretty much the whole trip is paid for. So then we have our Kentucky Derby party. So that's actually coming up in less than 3 weeks. So those that are in the upstate area, we'd love to have you come out and get dressed up in your seersucker suit or sundress and big hat and come out. It's a really, really fun event from 4 to 7:30 on Saturday, May 4th at Floor Field. And you can get tickets at firsttupstate.org/derby. But it's also, what's great about it is even if you're a listener from outside of South Carolina, you can still bid on our auction items from anywhere. So we have an online auction program. So you can get on there and you can register your cell phone and you'll receive text messages that day as people outbid you on the auction, you'll get a text alert. So it's a great way to engage with us that way. We'll have Jared Emerson there painting one of his paintings. So if you haven't heard of Jared Emerson, he's an amazing painter here based in Greenville, paints with his hands, and you might have probably seen it on YouTube or Instagram or something, but
yeah,
he
amazing.
Paints most of his painting upside down and then kind of flips it around halfway through the painting and you're like, wow, that's Jack Nicklaus, or that's Arnold Palmer, wow, and you didn't even see it coming. And then we'll auction that off on the spot, so you have a great piece of artwork, unique, one of kind, that you can hang up in your office or home or wherever, and it's a great talking point. You can tell the story about how you saw it painted right there on the spot. So the Derby party, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's a really fun event to be at. Then we've got all summer long, we've got our Spartanburg County Amateurs that we run. So we run the junior, the men's, and then run all of those. We sell sponsorships. So if your company here in the upstate wants to get involved in that as a sponsor, we'd love to talk to you about different sponsorship opportunities there. We've got Morgan Square Hospitality and Budweiser of Spartanburg that has signed on as our title sponsor there for the next few years. But we do have a number of other sponsorship opportunities there. We've got our Cider Cup matches, which is the best amateurs against in Greenville against the best amateurs in Spartanburg, kind of a Ryder Cup style event. That's a big fundraiser for us. We've got our Core Values Cup, where we pair three of our donors with one of our first tee participants, which is a lot of fun. The Rick Veith Junior Four Ball down at the Fort Club in 96. That's a partnership with the South Carolina Junior Golf Foundation that we run that. And then what's really taken off over the past, I'd say, 12 to 16 months is our Young Professional Council. And we have a little Ryder Cup style event with the Young Advisory Council from the First Tee of Charleston. We started that last year. So that's a home and away match that will be in December. So last year we went down to Charleston. We lost by a couple points. So we're hoping to get the Charleston group up here and take the cup home this year. So keep it here in the upstate. So a wide variety of ways that we fundraise. We obviously write grants. So if anyone is listening out there that knows a family foundation or a company that puts out grants, we'd love to talk to you about how we can apply for those. We're always applying for a number of those each month. And then individual donors, we get a lot of people that reach out to us and see our commercial and want to be a part of us, a part of our program and want to make an impact. And they may say, here's $500 or here's $1,000 or here's $100 or here's an old gently used set of clubs that I don't use anymore. Can you put them to use with you guys? So there's a lot of different ways to get involved as a donor with our chapter.
Parents that could be listening, grandparents, aunt, uncle, anybody that's got a junior golfer in their life, what's the process they would need to go through? What steps can they take to get their junior signed up for a program? We talked about the school system, and we know that that school system can then, or that school program can refer them possibly to a class that's going on locally around them. But talk about how easy that process is for them to sign up.
Yeah, so you just go right onto our website, firstteeupstate.org, click on the button there, the green button, the top right-hand corner. It says register my child. Right now, we're taking registration for our summer programming. So we've got camps and we've got sessions. So when I say sessions, that would be like Wednesday at Cross Creek, and you come Wednesday for six straight weeks. So, but we've really started moving more towards, in the summertime, more of the camp style, the 4 and 5 day camps, which just work out a lot better, because the 6 weeks, you know, sometimes you go on vacation for a couple of those weeks and you're like, well, why would I sign up for 6 weeks if I'm only going to be here for three? So, the camp has become very popular in the summertime. And then we also have, spring session is wrapping up right now and in the next week or two here, depending on weather. We factor in a couple weeks for weather in the spring and in the fall. So we'll start after Labor Day in the fall. So it's super easy to register. You create an account for your as a parent or guardian, and then you create an account for your child, and then actually based on the age of your child, it will pre-populate which classes are available for that age group. So it's pretty intuitive.
Yeah, very, very easy. And also, if Firstie's not at a golf course near you, I would encourage you to reach out or talk to your local golf professional or golf course and say, hey, we would love to have First Tee here. I'll be honest, from my standpoint and from my experience, it's been nothing but positive, because you guys come in, it's seamless. You set up the programming. You guys have a certain section of the golf course that you don't take up tee times. You don't take up the driving range tee. It's simple. And for me, it made me feel great to know that, hey, I'm giving up part of this golf course or part areas of the golf course for you guys to use in order to make the positive difference in these kids' lives. And that's what it was all about for me. It wasn't about, okay, what can I do to benefit off of this? It was, what can I do to help? So for those listening that maybe they want to find out, okay, how do we get First Tee at our golf course? Because we love this program. We want it here. What steps could they take to make that happen?
Yeah. Just reach out to me. And also if you're in another part of the country, reach out to your local First Tee chapter. You can go to firsttee.org and then type in your zip code and it'll pop up whatever chapter's closest to you. But yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, golf has been booming for the past 4 years, right? During COVID, it was one of the safest things that you could do. Get out there, get out in nature. And it was a good thing to deal with when you're dealing with isolation, especially with these kids having to deal with Zoom classes and whatnot. I mean, it was a great way to socialize and just get out in nature. So it's been tough for us, for, not just our chapter, but other chapters, because golf is booming and some operators think, well, I don't need the First Tee around here because I'm selling every tee time. But, we can set it up. Like you said, we come in, we work alongside the operators. We could have a class of 12 kids at a facility and you wouldn't even know we were there. We can split it up where we've got six kids on the range, six kids on the putting green, and flip flop halfway through the class. And it's not that we're taking up six bays on your driving range. We may only take up two or three at most, and we rotate the kids through the different activity that we're working on that day. So, if you're thinking, if you're a member at a club and you're influential at your club, it doesn't have to be a municipal course to run the First Tee program like you're doing at Cross Creek. I mean, it's a private club, and you guys have opened up your doors to us, and we very much appreciate that. And we love the members there and how involved they've gotten as volunteers and involved in different fundraisers. So involved in our school program, you know, there's a lot of different ways, and we can do it in a way that you wouldn't even know we're there. Or you may say, hey, I want 100 kids out here. I want 100 families because I know that they're going to buy a hot dog, chips and a drink, and they're going to generate revenue. And that's fine too, because we can work alongside your facility to hopefully generate revenue when you're not selling tea times, because you may not be selling tea times after 5 o'clock on a Friday, where we can then advertise and say, hey, why don't you have, you know, the parents and the two kids out there playing and taking up a tea time that you wouldn't typically sell. So we love to work in partnership with our facilities and do what we can to help grow the game.
Oh, you guys do a fantastic job of that. The previous place I was at prior to Cross Creek, you know, it was a semi-private club, and you guys just went above and beyond when it came to making sure that we as the golf course were benefiting from the first tee program being there. And I saw so much of that where parents would come back and play golf with their child, or maybe they came back with their buddies just because their child had a first tee class at that facility and they wanted to bring a foursome to play, or maybe they turned that into a membership. I mean, there was just, it was crazy the amount of feedback we've got from that and that residual effect we received from first tee being there. And I think first and foremost for me, it just not only made me feel good to know that we're helping these kids, but it just helped our golf course it helped others to see our golf course in a different light. It's like, oh, look what they're doing. I mean, they're reaching out, they're trying to make a difference in the community. And that's what I really tried to pride myself on is, yes, we're here to help kids, but we're here to make a difference in this community here with First Tee.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we appreciate, you know, when you took the job at Cross Creek and gave me a call and gave me the heads up that you were leaving your old club, that, you know, I was very grateful to hear that you had already talked to the membership and they were already kind of excited. And, you know, there's a process that you have to go through to get the programming up and going. You know, it's not a flip of the switch, but, you know, it's you guys did it the right way. And we're so grateful for that. And we've been able to grow into a whole new county that we never even had programming in. And a lot of people in that community, they knew First Tee kind of from a distance. They saw the commercials and whatnot, right, but now they get to actually see it happening in their community. So we're very grateful for that.
Well, listen, Cross Creek, our members, they have been phenomenal. And we see it not only at our facility, but as a board member, I've seen it at other golf courses in the area. They open up their golf course to the program, and the member support is just, it's incredible. And the happiness that it brings the volunteers there at our club and other clubs. Talk about that as we wrap things up here. How can someone get involved with First Tee as a coach or maybe even a volunteer?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. You know, a lot of the volunteers, the feedback that we get from them is they feel like they've gotten more out of it than what they've put into it. You know, like they feel like they're building these mentorship relationships with these kids, but they are driving home with a big smile on their face and loving that, hey, little Johnny got the ball up in the air, or Jane finally made a putt over 5 feet, you know, like, and they go and they tell their friends about it. So, and one thing to point out is you don't have to be Hank Haney or Butch Harmon or, you know, whoever. You don't have to be a PGA professional to be a volunteer. You just got to have that passion to make a difference in a kid's life. And we'll teach you the First Tee coaching philosophy. We have a great training program online and in person that we do with our volunteers. There's actually even national trainings that you can go to and get trained to be a coach, a First Tee recognized coach. So you can start off very small with our online training, and obviously you got to get a background check and do this program called Safe Sport Training to be able to volunteer. But you go onto our website. Again, everything's on our website, firsttupstate.org. Click on the Get Involved tab, and then you'll click on the Volunteer tab at the bottom, and that'll walk you through the step-by-step process. And again, for those that are outside of our area, you know, go firsttee.org, type in your zip code, and then you can go through the process that way. Usually there'll be a program director or a volunteer manager at the chapter that will reach out to you and talk to you about the program and see what you want out of it. And then kind of walk you through the process there. But there's a lot of different ways to volunteer, not just as a coach, but also as a volunteer for our fundraisers or our young professional council. If you're interested in that and interested in more of a kind of leadership role with the chapter too, as a board member, like you are, Steve, get involved that way too. So a lot of ways to get involved as a volunteer.
For the listener, go to the website. Again, it's firsttupstate.org. Again, firsttupstate.org. Go to that program section. There's some of the other things that Michael and I have not had a chance to jump in yet. We talked a little bit about Operation 36, which you got PGA Junior League. You got the LPGA, USGA Girls Golf, which is a phenomenal program that you want to check out there. The caddies, the college program, and also you have program scholarship opportunities, youth on course. There's so many things that you guys are doing. Please go to the website, learn more about this. Don't just stop with this podcast. Keep learning more about First Tee. Get involved with this. This has been extremely rewarding for me and so many other people who have been involved, whether it's other board members that we're proud to have, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the volunteers, like Michael was talking about. You just see the positive difference it makes in everybody's life, not just the kids. So please go out there and continue to check them out. And again, if you're not local, like Michael was saying, just go to the national website and then find your local chapter on there. It's real, real easy to do. Michael, I cannot thank you enough, man. You're doing so many good things for this chapter. And just for First Tee itself, you're a true ambassador for this game. I truly mean that. You do a wonderful job. Thank you so very much for everything you do for First Tee, for these kids, for the game of golf. I mean, you're a true pioneer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for always, being on our side and helping us grow our chapter. And we're so happy to have you on our board. And it's a team effort. We've got a great team, great staff here. I always tell them we got the best staff in the country in the upstate here. And, we put these programs in place and then the staff and the volunteers and the coaches, run with it and make the impact every day. So, it's a lot of fun. I mean, that's the thing. Like you said at the very beginning, I kind of bounced around in the golf industry, found my way to the First Tee. I've been working for the First Tee now for 12 years and absolutely love it. Just love the program and seeing the difference that it's making in these kids. Just, you can see it click, and now having alums in the program that are off in college and graduating college and being successful in their field, it's just so rewarding and a lot of fun to be a part of.
It really is. And that's a great point you made there. I mean, you see how it affects their life going forward. We've seen that time and time again. It's amazing. And I'm sure the members at Cross Creek are like, here's Steve again about this First Tee stuff. But I talk about it a lot because it's so special. And they know that. I mean, yeah. I may talk about it a good bit and put it out there in emails and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, but they know why. And it's because I've just seen what it's done for these kids now and in the future. And it's so impactful. It's such a great program. And I'm going to continue to talk about it as much as I possibly can But can't do it without somebody like you, though. And so thank you, and your staff. So thank you guys so very much. And look forward to having you back on the podcast in the future. Again, please go to the website, firstteeupstate.org, learn more about this, get involved, get your child involved, and start seeing the positive difference it's going to make in their life. Michael, I can't thank you enough, man.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Hi, I'm Betsy Exton, owner of Pure Health and Wellness. If you want to take control of your health and feel amazing, I encourage you to check out Pure Health and Wellness. We have two locations, one downtown Greenville. It's called Pure on Main, across the street from the Hyatt. The other location is on Cannon Street in beautiful downtown Greer. Pure Health and Wellness provides you with essential services and products, allowing you to live a healthier, more fulfilling life. We are one of the most exclusive and unique health and wellness centers in the upstate, and we've been nominated for Greenville's Best for over 8 consecutive years. Do you want to increase your endurance, increase your mobility, get rid of joint pain, and have a better golf game? My staff and I can help you. Our stores are filled with beneficial items for your body and soul. Our services include massage therapy, ionic foot detoxes, colon hydrotherapy, wellness consulting, saunas, and body wraps. We are dedicated to help provide the best service for our community. Please give us a call and allow us to recommend the top-of-the-line products and services that are results-driven for your golf game. Steve gets all his wellness supplements from us, and it's made a huge positive impact in his life. Visit our website at pureonmain.com to learn more about our products and services. So what are you waiting for? Start living happier and healthier at Pure on Main and Pure Wellness Spa. We are a proud sponsor of the Go Forth and Golf podcast.
Congratulations on completing the podcast. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this one, to learn more about First Tee. And please go out there, spread the word about this fantastic program. Hopefully by listening to my conversation with Michael, you get a little bit of a glimpse as to how special this program is and how it not only just makes a huge impact in the lives of these kids, but a huge impact in the game of golf. So again, please go out there, visit the website, learn more about this program, find out how you can help with this program as well, whether it's through a generous donation, whether it's through volunteering your time, whether it's putting your young golfer in your life in this program, whatever that may be, please go out there, check this out. You will not be disappointed, and you'll see how positively this program can impact the lives of these kids and teens. The next podcast is going to drop on Wednesday, May 1st. I have another great topic for you. And I've got more great guests coming down the pipeline as well, so be on the lookout for that and some intriguing topics that I'll be bringing your way as well. Please go out there, check me out on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, it's at GoForthGolf, it's at GoForthGolf Instruction on Facebook. Would love to interact with you and hear from you, hear about topics that you want to hear me discuss. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can also email me at sgoforth@pga.com. Until the next episode, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep hitting those greens. Keep draining those putts. And keep getting out there and having a great time. Don't lose sight of that. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because you know what? It makes you feel absolutely amazing to put somebody else ahead of yourself and brighten somebody's day. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.